We need to discuss some deeply disturbing developments in public safety, starting with what may be one of San Diego's most prolific alleged serial killers. Dwight William Roan, who's 74 years old, was indicted June 10th on 3 new murder counts with a special multiple murder circumstance.
Sarah, this case spans more than 3 decades. Roan already faced charges in a 2023 killing where he allegedly left a man's body near a highway interchange. The 3 new charges relate to cold cases from 1993 and 2000, plus human remains discovered December 5th at a Southcrest property where Roan once lived.
The district attorney's office is describing murders across decades and across the San Diego region. If these charges hold up, we're looking at one of the most extensive alleged killing sprees in county history.
On a completely different but equally shocking note, Golf Digest reported that Phil Mickelson has been expelled from the Farms Golf Club following allegations of non-consensual physical contact with a female employee this past spring.
The details are troubling. According to the report, Mickelson approached the female employee at the clubhouse and made inappropriate contact before a round. She reported it to supervisors, the club investigated, and Mickelson was confronted on the course and asked to leave mid-round.
The Farms issued a statement confirming this individual is no longer a member without naming Mickelson specifically. His spokesperson said any misunderstanding has been cleared up and that Phil is attending to a family health matter.
Mickelson, who's 55 and a 6-time major champion, had only played 1 tournament in 2026 prior to this incident. The Farms Golf Club is located about 25 miles northeast of downtown San Diego, and this expulsion represents a significant fall from grace for one of the sport's biggest names.
Meanwhile, KPBS is reporting a concerning trend in immigration enforcement at San Diego military bases. Detentions at entrances to bases like Camp Pendleton have surged significantly since President Trump returned to power in January 2025.
Immigration attorneys are describing cases of legal contractors and family members of active duty service members being detained during routine visits or contract work. There are also accusations that immigration courts are holding what lawyers call sham bond hearings, with judges setting bond amounts previously reserved for internationally wanted criminals.
This represents a dramatic escalation in immigration enforcement affecting people with legitimate business on military installations. The implications for military families and the contractors who support base operations could be far-reaching.
These are all developing stories that will continue following, but they paint a picture of significant upheaval in public safety, sports, and immigration enforcement across our region.